Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome into a brand new episode of Rip and Rock. Opening day has came and went. And the Orioles, they take 2 of 3 from the Angels, picking up a series win. They didn't get the sweep, but that's okay. 2 of 3, it ain't too bad at all. But they did prove they are human in that series finale against Los Angeles. We're going to talk about that. An update on John Means down on the farm, how the Orioles' offense can compete with the best of the best, and how their starting pitching has looked. Just these three games. So we're going to dive into all of that on this brand new episode and talk so much more. Ryan, let's start this off like we always do with talking about the opening day atmosphere, man. It was just, as you can imagine, electric, top to bottom. Camden Yards was packed. It was announced that it was a sellout crowd. The people that weren't over at Camden Yards were over at Pickles because that was mobbed as well. So
mobbed.
Just vibes all around Camden Yards, as it should be on a day like that.
Yeah, you know what? Even when we were there early in the morning before 7 o'clock, you and I were on the field getting ready to do the live hits, and we were messing around. But just the energy in the stadium, and then the grounds crew coming out there early in the morning, pulling the tarp off, and you just went, we're playing baseball today. Like, we're looking around, but you felt an excitement. You felt the energy. Obviously, everyone knows that the new deal was put in place with David Rubenstein taking over the controlling component of the Baltimore Orioles. David's walking around the stadium talking to fans. Michael Arrighetti's out buying drinks for fans out there in center field. So the vibes were high, and then the play on the field was outstanding the first two games, Rock. The offense was putting up numbers left and right, and the thing that I noticed was that this Orioles team, 1 through 9, whoever they put out there, especially in those first two games, they could do a lot of damage, and that's a scary thing when you look around the rest of the league, or what would be scary for opposing teams when they face the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, absolutely. Cedric Mullins and Anthony Santander, they homered in the first game, and then you had Anthony Santander, Gunnar Henderson, they homered in the next game. And Tony Tater's just mashing. That's always a thing of beauty. But Gunnar leading off game 2 with the home run, setting the tone early. You know this Orioles team's for real, especially this year. And Gunnar, he's really kicking off that 2024 AL MVP campaign. A lot of people think he can win that, myself included. Obviously, there's 162 games to be played, but this is a guy to keep on your radar, not just here if you're an Orioles fan, but if you're a baseball fan in general, if you're not from here and you might pay attention to the Orioles a little bit. Gunnar Henderson is someone to keep on the radar because he is turning heads with his play, not only at the plate, but in the field as well. He had that nice diving stab at short today, firing across his body to first. Just highlight reel plays left and right from him. He's a superstar. There's no other way to put it.
And when you're looking at it, you're talking about, this is the reason you're talking about that incredible play at short. That's why he plays shortstop, because he can make any play possible. And I don't care if he's a big guy, and, you know, playing short, you need to be more agile. Gunner's extremely agile for as big as he is. And I know people actually look back to when my dad played, of changing how people look at big shortstops. Gunnar is a massive individual, but he can do anything you can imagine on the baseball field. Besides him then making defensive plays, hitting home runs or driving the baseball, he's also a tremendous base runner. In that first game, too, after the Angels get on the board with the Mike Trout home run — Mike Trout is still very good at baseball, by the way — that Adley Rutschman has that little blooper that falls in, and Gunnar reads it instantly, goes first to third. Those are little baseball things that makes him so dynamic, because he impacts the game in so many different ways. And that's why for this Orioles team and for Gunnar Henderson, I mean, the sky's the limit. It really is. Yeah. But it's hard to sweep teams, Rock. And the Angels, Reed Detmers, pitched a very good game.
Covered him.
What?
Covered him in Rocket City, man. Former Trash Panda Reed Detmers. Put some respect on his name.
Is that then the Rocket City Trash Pandas, for those that are wondering, it's the minor league affiliate of the Angels,
yes,
correct?
Yes, the AA team. Yes,
and,
sir.
And so, yeah, hey, he pitched really well today for the Angels, and the Orioles had a good opportunity with the bases loaded. You wanted the guy you wanted at the plate, Adley Rutschman, couldn't score there, but the Orioles then just couldn't scratch and claw any more runs. But that's okay. You take two or three rock. If you win 66, 67% of your games all year long, you're going to be a pretty darn good team in Major League Baseball.
No, absolutely. And the Orioles, they caught fire in those first two games. Like I said, the bats, they did cool off game three, as expected. But I'll tell you what, man, I could probably count on one hand. I'm not a fortune teller, but the amount of times the Orioles will score one run or less this season, I don't think it's going to be many times.
No.
This is a team that is going to just pulverize you at the plate, make you just hate your life as a starting pitcher, as a relief pitcher. They have it. They really do have what it takes. Power. They hit. It's just like, it's a scary team. It is a scary team. And like I said, I know we're early in the season. Maybe we got to pump the brakes a little bit, but we really don't with this ball club, considering what they did last year. Starting pitching, though, Rip, let's go from offense to defense and talk about the first three guys that took the mound at Camden Yards for the Birds. That's Corbin Burnes, looked like an ace.
Oh,
11
yeah.
strikeouts, one hit. He was unbelievable. The lone blemish on his line was a home run to, okay, one of the best players in all of baseball in Mike Trout. A solo shot. That's going to happen. You can't really escape Mike Trout. You're not going to get him out all the time. The Orioles have done a really good job against Trout in this series, but I mean, that one blemish was a solo home run to Mike Trout. I think Corbin Burnes will live with that, especially the day he had. Oh, and if Corbin Burnes, if he performed well, Grayson Rodriguez followed that up and did his thing as well. Last start of last season, Grayson even talked about it after the game. He said he had a sour taste in his mouth with that. It was the ALDS game two against the Rangers, and Grayson Rodriguez did not have his best game by any means. He got absolutely shelled. That's putting it lightly, that
yeah.
he didn't have his best
I mean,
game.
He was so erratic. That was the biggest part is he was so jacked up that the Grayson Rodriguez that you saw that second half of the season, it wasn't that outing in the post. And he was excited, young player, but guess what? You're right. He was ready to prove a point that second half Grayson Rodriguez was going to reemerge. And not only that, Rock, he wants to be known as one of the best pitchers. He wants to be an all-star Cy Young pitcher.
He does.
And he's off to a great start.
He does. And for Grayson Rodriguez, I think last year he was doing a lot of emotional pitching. And you see a lot of guys do that. But Grayson Rodriguez, he's young. He's a young dude. And it's easy to get frustrated, especially with the season he had where he didn't start with the team. He didn't break camp with them. Then he gets called up. Then he gets sent down. Then he gets brought back up. And then he caps it off with that start in the ALDS, biggest stage of his career. And he didn't feel like he performed the way Grayson Rodriguez can perform. So what does he do? Game two against the Angels. He goes out there and is just filthy. The curve was working. The changeup was absolutely just sitting Angels down. Aaron Hicks swung out of his shoes trying to hit that thing. It was disgusting. That's the stuff that we're expecting to see from Grayson Rodriguez in his second season in the show. And he kind of talked about it after the game. He's like, I think he got asked. It was like, hey, Grayson, Corbin having the performance he had, did that kind of lead you to want to have a performance like that as well, carrying that momentum and kind of going off what Corbin did? And he's like, yeah, it was competitive. He basically said that Corbin said something to him after his start, like joking around with him. And that's the type of clubhouse that I would love to be in as a player. That's the type of clubhouse you strive to be in. And as a pitcher, you want to be better. And then, Rip, you want to take it from here with Tyler Wells. Not his best two innings, shaky start, but then what did he do?
Yeah, I mean, he was shut down. Was it 14 straight he retired? Is that
yes,
about
sir.
Right? So Tyler Wells, look, he was great. And actually for these Orioles pitchers, starting pitchers, and we just talked about this, off air or off this podcast, all three starting pitchers went six innings. They combined to allow one walk between the three of them, and all of them struck out more than seven batters. And so when you look at that, that's dominant. Now, Tyler Wells' final line, he gave up three earned runs, four total, but three earned. And Wells, that gives you a chance. If Tyler Wells can go six innings and give you three earned, almost most times, you'll take that because, like you said earlier, Rock, this Orioles lineup, typically, it's going to take a lot more than three earned runs, four runs in today's game to stop the Orioles. But, hey, it did today. But Tyler Wells, he looked like the Tyler Wells in the first half of last season. His changeup was mixed in well. He was keeping guys off balance. Just early on, the Angels, Ward had a nice swing, home run, and just in an instant, it's a two-run home run, and there you are. But he got comfortable. I got no doubts about Wells. And despite the injuries to Means and Bradish, Rock, I just think that this starting rotation is going to be not just good or solid. I think it's going to be a strength for this Orioles team because of the guys that they have right now. I think it was a great first weekend for Baltimore pitching specifically.
No, I would agree with you, Rip. And, you know, you brought up John Means, you brought up Kyle Bradish. Means made his first rehab start in AAA with the Tides, and it didn't go the way he would have hoped or this fan base would have hoped. But people are going to overreact. They're going to be like, oh no, John Means is washed. What's happening? That's not the case with John Means. Listen, it's one start, and you even said it. We were talking about it on Sports Unlimited. This is basically his first start of spring because he didn't make a start at all in Grapefruit League play. It's been a while since he's faced batters in live game action. He gives up two home runs, seven earned, pitched an inning. He went into the second, couldn't get out of it. So you know what? That line isn't great at all. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But you had said, this is a guy that is getting back and acclimated on the mound. Yeah, he's done the throwing, the bullpen sessions, this, that, and the other thing, faced hitters. But there's a difference, man, when you get into that live game action. Am I correct? You've been there.
The intensity's different. And for John Means, this is his spring training right now. And for people who might look at it, like, well, Ryan, he was down there building up, like you said. It's not the same, especially these AAA hitters. You see how talented the Norfolk Tides AAA lineup is with the prospects. They were ready to hit for this series. They were mashing balls over the ballpark. Durham and the Rays have some really talented players on their team as well. And so they just had 6 weeks to get ready for their opening to the season. So John Means, the biggest thing I'm going to take away, asking John, how do you feel? And I don't care about the results. I feel good. Do you feel healthy? I feel healthy. That's all I care about for John Means because he's one of those guys. He's going to be okay. Yeah, he didn't want to get lit up in his first outing. No one does. But the biggest thing for John, he's a professional. You feel good. You can move forward. He's going to figure it out. His track record, he deserves that. He's earned that. I think once he gets by that, all's going to be good. But again, if this is five starts down the line and we're seeing the same results, that's one thing. But the biggest thing is John Means is getting one step closer to getting back to Baltimore, which is the ultimate goal.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And that's the hope that he's up here in the early first half of the season. Mike Elias, in talking with him on opening day, did a one-on-one with him, basically said, I said before the season, we had hopes of getting these guys on track. He's like, if you were to tell me that these guys were on track to be back and ready for the early first half of the season, he basically said along the lines, he'd be happy. He feels like they're in a good position right now, both Means and Bradish. Bradish seems like he's a little, you know, bit further behind Means, but if they can get both of these guys back for the early half of the season and then kind of move some guys around, I think the Orioles are in a really good position pitching-wise going forward, especially with Corbin Burnes leading the charge. Do we want to look ahead to the Kansas City series? You got a three-game slate coming up. It's nice for Orioles fans. They're not used to this, getting the first six games of the season at home. The last time they opened the season at home was 2018, so this is a nice breath of fresh air. Go out. I think I saw rain in the forecast. I'm also not a meteorologist, so hopefully that holds off. But for O's fans, this is a beautiful thing, man. First six games of the season at home, you get a chance to potentially beat up on two teams. You did so with the Angels. Hopefully the O's can carry that momentum over with the Royals. What are you looking forward to the most in this series, and what can fans expect with the Royals coming to town?
Well, I'll tell you what. Kansas City Royals has some very young pieces that are exciting, Bobby Witt Jr. being the specific player that I'm talking about. Who he was the player taken after Adley Rutschman. Adley Rutschman was the right pick for the Orioles, no doubt about it. But guess what? Kansas City got it right getting Bobby Witt Jr. He is that talented. He is going to be a huge part of their team moving forward. And he's a star in the league, and he's going to continue to be a star, and he's only going to get better. Now, for the Royals, they spent a lot in free agency this year, so they have names like Michael Wacha is going to throw for them on the mound. I believe he faces Dean Kramer in the first game of the series. And then the big matchup that people are going to look at is the finale with Cole Ragans versus Corbin Burns, two pitchers with tremendous stuff that if you would love pitching duels, that's the one you want to see, because Ragans came over from Texas, had, I think, a 2.54 ERA, struck out, I think, he threw like 70-some innings over in Texas, struck out over 89 batters, and his walks were 27, so he's being a dominant strikeout pitcher, and he's not giving up a lot of free passes. Then there's Corbin Burns. Really rock. He's one of the top five pitchers in the league, in my opinion. He has the Orioles feeling very excited about what their investment is that they got in him. And so it's early on. That's why we're not going to jump into this crazy, but there are names on there. Well, I'll give you a couple more. Bobby Witt Jr., obviously. MJ Melendez, Salvador Perez is still on their team. So they have some names that you know. It's just going to be for the Orioles. It's how do you get ready now? This is now the season you're going to get kind of more in a routine here. You just played your first series. You had the opening day and the off day. That's the weird part. Now you have that team coming to Baltimore again, and can you get back on track? And what's the motto? What do they want to do, Rock?
Avoid sweeps and win series.
There you go. Don't be so upset when I remind you that every 30 minutes, it feels like. But it should be a fun time at the ballpark with a lot of great players on the field.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we're going to keep our eye on it. Check out what the O's can do against the Royals. And we'll be back with another episode this week on Thursday. Listen, we appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you so much. Really hope you enjoyed the opening series, opening day especially, and the next chapter with a new ownership group coming your way. David Rubenstein leading the charge. For Ryan Ripken, I'm Rocco DeSangro. You can download this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram and X at Rocco DeSangro, at Ryan Ripken, and then at R DeSangro and at Ryan Ripken, because Ryan keeps them the same and I don't because I'm a weirdo. So again,
yep, I agree.
Yes, exactly. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you so much. And we'll see you back on Thursday for another brand new episode of Rip and Rock.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.